I'm Drew Dawson with GPB News. The State Senate School Safety Study Committee is now finalized. This after appointments were announced last week. The committee, which was formed by Lieutenant Governor Casey Cagle, is made up of a bipartisan group of 8 senators who will recommend solutions to protect Georgia's schools. Members will meet with parents, teachers, and students across the state to identify opportunities for improvement in school safety plans. According to the AJC, the State House has already put together a similar committee that is set to meet for the first time today in Dawson County. Well, some new graduates of Georgia State University are calling for a do-over after their ceremony was cut short due to the threat of a thunderstorm. The AJC reports that about 1,500 people have signed a petition asking for Georgia State to redo the graduation for College of Arts and Sciences students Thursday evening. Rain forced students to move underground, then back to their seats for an abridged ceremony. They did not have their names called and were not able to walk individually to receive their diplomas. School officials say they're sorry, but safety was their primary concern. They have no plans to redo the ceremony. Former U.S. Ambassador and civil rights leader Andrew Young is recovering in an Atlanta hospital after a health scare last week. The AJC reports that Young's wife, Carolyn, released a statement saying that her husband is comfortable and appreciates all the prayers and well wishes. Young, who is 86 years old, was flown back to Atlanta from Nashville last Wednesday on a private plane after he took ill before he was to deliver a graduation speech at Fisk University. And the Atlanta Police Department is accepting applications for an upcoming Citizens Police Academy. The AJC reports the program will provide the public with an interactive look inside police work. It includes approximately 24 hours of instruction with topics that include crime lab, identity theft, use of force, SWAT, and homicide investigations. The 8-week course is scheduled to begin later this month. 4 soldiers based in Georgia have won the title of the Army's Best Tank Crew. The 2nd Brigade Armored Combat Team at Fort Stewart won the 2018 Sullivan Cup after a week-long competition against 15 of the top tank crews from the Army, Marine Corps, and other allied militaries. The competition is held every 2 years at Fort Benning and tests 4-person tank crews on maneuvers and gunnery skills as well as other fundamentals. Fort Stewart officials say the winning crew is one of the newest tank crews in the Army. The 2nd Brigade converted from infantry to armor last fall as the Army sought to increase the number of tanks in its ranks. And in sports, the Atlanta Hawks have reached an agreement with former Philadelphia 76ers assistant coach Lloyd Pierce to become the team's new head coach. Pierce spent the last decade as an assistant coach in Cleveland, Golden State, Memphis, and Philadelphia. He'll replace former Hawks coach Mike Budenholzer, who parted ways with the team at the end of last season. The Hawks officially introduced Pierce at a press conference this morning. For more GPB news, visit gpbnews.org and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.